first of all, what do you think is the sustainability development, especially here in China market?
But actually, it's a very exciting moment for me to join China, because there's a lot going in terms of sustainable development. As a country, China is quite ahead in terms of circular economy and the industrial environment. So that's already one area where China is leading the world. And now we can see in Shanghai that there's a real involvement of consumers with the recycling, which has just started, which is a very new chapter to write in sustainable development, because it means working together to eliminate waste and to make sure that we set up a circular economy also within the consumption area.
And why did you think L'Oréal opened a research and development center in China?
But actually, it's already today, China is already the second market for L'Oréal worldwide, and there are very specific needs, and it's very important for us to adapt to the consumers in China. Also, there's a lot of research happening in China, so we can benefit from the ecosystem within the country. So as a group, as L'Oréal, we really want to adapt to the different markets where we operate. So of course, it made sense, given the importance of China, that we have our best R&I in China today.
What do you expect for the China market for L'Oréal in the next 2 or 3 years?
Oh, actually, there's a big growth in terms of business from actually very different brands within our portfolio. So new categories developing, like makeup is booming right now. Probably in short future, fragrance will be uptaking also. So we believe that the beauty market in all of its categories will keep on developing thanks to the interest and the thirst for beauty from Chinese consumers.
And so what do you expect from this year's the second CIIE?
Well, I think it's a very exciting place to be, because we can see all of the new innovations that we are bringing to the market, even some new brands that we are launching in China. So I think it will keep on fueling the interest and the excitement from people in China. And it's great to see that the country is in such an open mind, welcoming all of these new brands and new technologies.
And what's your assessment of China's business environment?
Well, I think it's a very dynamic and exciting place to be today, with a lot of opportunities, a lot of sophistication. The markets are becoming more and more sophisticated. There's also a lot of local brands that we see. So the competition is altogether going up, moving up, which makes it an even more exciting place to build the future.
And what do you think are some of the differences you consider when you're working in China's market as compared with L'Oréal's other markets?
Well, of course, the first point would really be today the scale, and also I would say the speed of innovation. Things go much faster here in China. We can see, for example, that the digital environment is helping our brands, helping beauty develop. So I think this is one of the reasons for our success in China. So compared to the rest of the world, speed, digital would be the two aspects which are different and specific to China.